back and review all our ideas, highlights from all the different assemblies that we did before we start Seder Nezikin. We're going to start with Baba Kama very soon. That's like really the stick or the bread and butter of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. But in the meantime, here we are. We're at end. Mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet is what we ended with over here. Mishnah Yud Gimel is about a person who is single, should not teach little children. The reason is because we're afraid that the mothers are going to bring their children, you know, might end up inappropriate. And the same thing is also women didn't teach them. He interacts with them a lot, so therefore it's very important to keep a distance. Now, a person should not teach his child an omnis that's going to bring in contact with women a lot. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Meir says, a person should always teach his son an omnis that's nikiya vakala, which is clean and easy. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know that a person can get rich basically anywhere. And the rich and poor doesn't come from the job, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything depends on his chus. Shem Loza says, have you ever seen in your life an animal that has a profession, and still they manage to be mefanis themselves without any tzar, and they were all created only to be mishamish me. I was created to mishamish my master, for sure I should be mefanis beloy tzar. Ella must be that because of my evil deeds, so therefore I caused that I would lose my parnasa and have to struggle for it. Abu Gurion Ish Taidan, that's his name. He would say in the name of Abu Gurion, and he would say a person should not teach his son to be a chamar, gomel, suffer, or safan. These are all different types of jobs that a person often, you know, in order to make a profit, tries to, skim off the take advantage of the other person. What is it? No. What are these different professions? Kamar is a person that is a donkey driver or a taxi driver, I guess, nowadays. Gamal is someone who drives a long distance, more like a car service, to across the desert. Safar is he takes things from place to place, or a wagon driver. Fun is someone that is a not the sailor but the captain of the ship. Roya is a shepherd, and Chemini is a store owner, because all of those things, these are things that people often are going to take advantage of other people and steal. For example, Hamar and Gomel, they often take trees or fruits from fields as they're passing by them, and Chemini, a store owner, often takes advantage of someone to inflate the price or something like that. Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, Chamarim, which is the Noigi Cham, the donkey drivers, most of them are Rishayim. Because we mentioned they take people on the way. Gamalim, most of them are Ksherim, because they have, as we mentioned, they go more long distances, like into deserts and things like that. And over there, they're a little bit more nervous about their welfare, so therefore they're a little careful. And people that go on ships, as we mentioned, the captains, they're mostly chassidim, because they're in very precarious situation. Therefore, they're very superstitious and they're very religious. Now, toiv sheberoifim, most the good doctors, the Gehenim, they go to Gehenim because they consider themselves as if they know better, and they could, you know, they have the someone there's no hope for his life, and basically can kill someone. But they have to be very careful. And then a person who's a good tabach, is a good butcher, he's the shut of Shalom Alek, as mentioned, because obviously he has a lot of aggression inside of him. Next comes Rav Nohirai, and he says, I would forsake or leave alone, put down all of the different professions of the world. I should only teach my son Torah. Why? Because I eat from the reward of Torah in this world. Any other illness is not like Kish Adam Bali de Choyli. A person gets sick or he gets old. He's sore and he's in pain. Any Ochel Asik Vamach, the night can't work. Are you amazed? Rob, he's going to die in hunger. I will tell you right in a cane. And I'm a Shmar to pick Orbin Arusa. It will protect him from any head. When he's young, when I send his La'achar, it's the sick of his Aknusha, and it gives him hope. And it gives him the end as he gets older. But Arusa, what does it say? Kavishim Echlifu Koyach. His Aknusha, it says, Oh, you know, Vum Bisteva. It's beautiful to get old when you have the Torah. And when Avraham Avinu was called Torah Kula, before it was given, it says, that is the end of this of Mesachus Kedushin. It ends with this long, kind of like Agadic Mishnah. And that is the end of the whole Seder Nashim. Mazel Tov, as we say over here,
Thank you.